You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show.
Hello, everyone. Bing is for doing, and we are doing a special edition of AfterBuzz TV's Monday Night Raw After Show. We are doing an interview with some of the hardest working ladies in the WWE and obviously fan favorites on Raw and SmackDown. We are interviewing the Funkadactyls. Of course, I'm talking about Naomi and Cameron. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for having us.
In sync. That's perfect. I love it. Are you guys together right now, or are you guys in separate locations?
Separate. Same area, but separate.
Okay. I heard one of you went on a cruise recently.
That was supposed to be me, Naomi. Oh. However, things didn't work out so well.
Oh, no. Are you bummed?
We went to the cruise, and it was so bad that we checked in, and then we checked right off and got off the boat.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yes, I know. My first cruise experience, and I was so excited boasting about it for, like, a whole month to Ariane, and then it didn't even happen because the cruise was just so bad.
Where were you supposed to go?
We were supposed to go to the Bahamas, and the cruise, me and John were so excited about the cruise because we don't ever really get time off or weekends to go do anything. So this is like our first vacation in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And it was the only cruise we could find for those dates that were off, and it just didn't work out. It really sucked, but.
Well, that's a bummer.
You know, maybe next time.
Yeah. But now you have time to talk with us. So.
Yeah.
Maybe not a good consolation prize. But so you guys both, you respectively started in Tough Enough and NXT. So how do you think it's going to be for the new girls on the show, Eva Marie and JoJo, to come on? They're kind of like thrust into this situation now.
You want me to take that one? Can you? Yeah, because I really couldn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, like, since you guys both started, you had a couple years in NXT and you did Tough Enough. So how do you think it's going to be for Eva Marie and JoJo since they literally, you know, they did Divas Training Camp and then they kind of got thrust into the WWE and the reality show? So do you think that that was, like, a little bit more difficult for them?
Go ahead, Cam.
I do think it is a little bit difficult just for a simple fact. Like, I mean, I know how it is to come from being only in developmental for just a short period of time and then coming on the road. It's like you kind of have to catch on quickly. Like, you know, with this business, it's either you sink or swim. So mm-hmm. It's just like no matter, like, how much training or what situation you're put in, if they say go out and do this, you just have to be able to just figure it out, you know. So I think it can be very difficult, but at the same time, like, I feel like if they have, like, the dedication and they have, like, that passion and that drive, like, it's going to push them even harder to be like, well, people are going to second guess me, but if I bring it, then they're going to be like, wow, damn, you know, she did that.
Yeah. So have you guys helped them out at all?
I'm sorry?
Have you guys helped them out at all, like, given them advice?
Yeah, I think it's always difficult coming in with no experience, but I think the girls will be fine. They have us there to help them. They have the new performance center in Orlando to train at, and they're starting out in a really good place doing Total Divas. I mean, I would have loved to come in this way. So I think they'll be fine. They're both hardworking girls, and I think it's just going to be an amazing experience for them the whole way.
Yeah. So is that where they're going? They're going straight to NXT after this?
Yeah. They do the road and they do NXT as well. Okay. So they're doing a lot.
Yeah. I know the women's championship title was recently introduced. So what do you guys think about that?
I think that I need to be around my waist pretty soon.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are excited about it. I feel like there really needed to be some kind of push for the girls there at NXT. I know it's kind of like a male-dominated industry right now. Do you guys think that it was easier or it was more challenging as a female to come into it?
I think it's more challenging, definitely, because, like, as of right now, like, I think, kind of like to backtrack, that I'm kind of glad that they have Total Divas right now to kind of show, like, what the girls do have to offer. I think a lot of times we get kind of, like, overlooked, you know, just as eye candy, when we can kind of bring it all, when we have, like, the full pack, if you have the beauty, brains, and the athleticism to bring it. So I just, sometimes it could be a little difficult because, like, you have to really prove ourselves, like, you know, hey, we're just as tough as the guys. We do as much travel. We bust our butts just as hard. But I think sometimes it's overlooked.
And you guys have been paired with Brodus for over a year now. I mean, when you originally came out, you were more like just the backup dancers for him. But now you've actually gotten some time in the ring. So, what has changed, or like, do you enjoy obviously being in the ring more than just being like the girls on the side?
Since I started, that's always been my number one goal here, was to become a champion. Mm-hmm. But I'm very grateful and happy for the opportunity that we did have to come in with Brodus, because it's kept us working consistent, and we've been able to show that we can also not just wrestle, but we can dance as well. And I think what Ariane and I have together is something special and unique, and we also have our own goals that we want to accomplish together before separating and, you know, doing our own thing. So I think it was a blessing for me and her both to be partnered with Brodus and to have the gimmick that we have.
Yeah. What was your original feeling when you found out that you were partnered with him?
I was excited because after NXT, I was just sitting on the road for a year, mm-hmm. like trying to get some kind of angle or gimmick going. So when I heard I was going to just be doing something, I was just happy. And me and Brodus go back from developmental, so I had no problem with working with him, and we have a good relationship, so I was just happy to debut and be doing something.
Yeah.
And I have a dance background, so that was a piece of cake for me.
Yeah, you used
but
to...
For me, it was different.
What was that?
So I was saying, for me, it was like I was a bit nervous just because I don't come from any dance background or anything, so mm-hmm. then they were like, I was so excited because, like, you know, a lot of people are in developmental, and it's like just to make it to the main roster in itself is like a huge accomplishment.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so excited. I'm like, wow, I'm going to be here. But I was very nervous because I'm like, oh, I don't know how to dance. So
you look like a pro, though.
This business is sink or swim, and you kind of have to just figure it out, and either you make it happen or you don't, you know?
I have to say, we do a WWE Raw after show every single week here, and the guys and myself are always so impressed with you two. I think, like, you know, with how few years you have, you guys just look, like, so professional.
Yay!
You're some of our favorites. But I do want to say, like, Cameron, do you think that it's harder since you don't have that dance background that Naomi has?
Now, in the beginning, I would say yes, because it's just like with anything, repetition, practice makes perfect. And, you know, if you're really dedicated to, like, doing that, I mean, it comes with ease. So at first, like I said, I was just like, oh, my God. But, you know, I'm a lot comfortable now. But what I will say is with the wrestling, that's where I feel like my struggle is, just because of my lack of time that I wasn't developmental. Mm-hmm. You know, but I love having Naomi as my partner because this girl can kick so much freaking ass in the ring, and she's, like, one of our most athletic divas. It makes me, like, you know, want to hang in there. Like, well, I got to step my game up so I can be, you know, up there with my tag team partner.
Yeah. So how are you?
She learned very fast. Like, no, she couldn't dance at first, but you see how quickly she picked it up. And you would have never thought, like, she never had any dance experiences watching us out there perform. And the same with the wrestling. She wasn't able to be in developmental as long, which was a good and bad thing, but she learned so fast, you would never know.
That's awesome.
I love about working with her.
So how were you guys originally approached to do Total Divas, the new reality show?
We heard about the idea. At least I did for a while that they were going to be doing a reality show, but honestly, I never thought I would have been picked for it. I heard that other girls were supposed to do it. And so it was a shock, a surprise to me when I heard that we would be on there and doing it. And honestly, I was a little afraid and apprehensive at first because I'm more of a private person.
Yeah.
But I realized how great the opportunity would be and realized that it was a way for my fans and viewers to see my personality and who I really am other than just in the ring or backstage or doing what we do here. So
did you find it?
I just embraced it and went along with it.
Did you find it hard to share your personal life? Like, I mean, you share pretty much everything from like dating to, you know, what goes on behind the scenes. Was it difficult to have the cameras kind of invade that privacy?
In the beginning, it was very uncomfortable just because I tend to around cameras sometimes, especially when it's dealing with my real life, I tend to close up. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you get more comfortable and you kind of forget that the cameras are there. And I realized that I love my fiance, John, so much that it shouldn't be a secret that we're together. And,
yeah.
You know, like, I do want people to know about this other person that I love so much and it shares such a big part of my life with.
Do you find yourself being more like Naomi or Trinity on the show? Or is it kind of like a mesh of both?
My character in the ring isn't too far-fetched from who I really am. So it's like pretty much the same to me. Like, I'm happy, spunky baby face in the ring, and that's pretty much how I am in real life.
Yeah. So yeah. The majority of the girls, it seems like, are dating guys in the WWE right now. Do you find that that's just something natural since you guys are all on the road together? Or is it easier to kind of communicate with someone who has the same experiences as you?
For me, I prefer it. It's easier for me, but I know Ariane, you know, her situation is different. So, Ari, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's hard either way because, I mean, having someone that is not on the road, sometimes I wish, like, you know, my boyfriend was a part of the WWE because, like, it's amazing because, like, I just kind of backtrack, like, you know, John helped me and Trent both in the ring so much, and just kind of having someone there by your side 24/7 is nice because we're gone so much. But for me, it's just kind of like I wanted someone outside of the business just because I like to have someone who has like no, you know, like knows about this, but doesn't, you know, just kind of have like a clear state and, you know, I could go talk to them about anything. And
yeah,
that's how it is with my boyfriend. It is very hard because we do travel so much. Our schedule and our travel is just, we're gone 24/7. So it's difficult, but I mean, I have a man that supports me 120%. So for me, it's not as difficult, you know, but it is very easy to date someone here in the business because we're together 24/7. It's like inevitable, you know, like you start to become, you know, close with people. I mean, it wasn't like that for me, but for the other girls, it just, you know, it just happens that way because we're with the people 24/7. It's like our family. We spend time here more than we do with our family.
Yeah. And I mean, that's important either way, whether they are in the industry or not, to have them support you because it is such a demanding career choice.
Exactly.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine not being with John. This is our whole life and our whole world. I think it'd be hard for me to be away so much and just to not be able to talk to him about work and what's going on.
Yeah.
And we got together so early, like shortly after we met in developmental, and
yeah,
that's just, I just couldn't picture it any other way.
The Usos, it seems like, have been getting a lot more airtime the last couple weeks. Have you been excited for John?
So excited. Like, it's been a rough road for them, you know. They didn't come in and get that push right away, so I know how hard they want it, how hard they work, and how passionate he is about this, so to see things picking up for him, it really makes me happy and feel good because I'm so proud of him.
Yeah. So I've seen a couple teasers of the new show. It premieres later this month, and it seems like there's a lot of drama on the show, but that's not really the case behind the scenes all the time. It seems like you guys are actually friends with most of the girls in WWE.
I mean, when you put 7 girls together, there's going to be drama no matter what. And you're going to have disagreements.
So true.
I mean, it's bound to happen. You get 7 girls with different personalities, there's going to be dramas. You know, we have our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, like, you know, WWE is a big family, and, you know, we all come together at the end of the day.
Yeah. So I got a Twitter question. I had several Twitter questions, but one of the best ones was from Osama WWE, super fan of all the divas. They asked, how did you feel when you guys were originally paired together in FCW?
Well, that was our whole idea and the gimmick, and that was just something to show, you know, to do something outside of the box and to be different and have fun and... That was all of us. Like, we
really
loved doing that, and we had a blast doing it. So
did you guys get any, like, you guys got to be more involved with the creative a little bit?
Yeah,
that's
very
cool.
Much so. And we were working with Dusty Rhodes down there, and he just gave us a lot of leeway and let us do things that we wanted to do and try. And he's very big on, you know, showing versatility and different things you can do, so. That's how me and her ended up coming together. We came up with this crazy, like, how would you even describe what we're doing?
I would just say the gimmick that we had was very loud, I guess is the way to put it.
I think
very,
it's funny.
Like, a colorful type of character where, you know, I wore a blonde wig and I guess you could say it's like my alter ego type of, and, you know, Trin wore a blue wig, and it was fun because I felt like with that, like, it was so much fun. It was never like, oh my god, we have to go, you know, we're nervous. It's like with this, it just came so easy. It's just like you could just be this different person and be very different and wear these crazy clothes and, you know, just have like a completely different character that people wouldn't imagine us doing. And that's like, you know, just to add kind of like what Trin said, it's nice to be able to be, you know, versatile, to be able to switch it up and be like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Like, give it to me and I can make it happen.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were paired together because we liked each other, we liked working together, and that was just us. Nobody made us do those things or made us pair up together. That was something we wanted to do, and it ended up working.
You guys have good chemistry together, so it does work.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So what do you guys hope for the future in your careers?
For me, I would love for them to bring back the tag titles. But if that didn't happen, I want us to do as much as we can as a group. And then when we break off, I mean, my dream is to, you know, A, one day get that WrestleMania match that we weren't able to have, and two, get the title. You
I
know?
Was so
That's
bummed
like,
that didn't
my
happen.
Two biggest things. What, the WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Wait, say that one more time?
I was bummed when that didn't happen, the WrestleMania match.
Yeah, that's like our Super Bowl, and that's like what I think anyone that walks through this door, that's like their dream to mm-hmm. walk down that ramp, you know? And it was very heartbreaking to have that moment taken, but at the same time, like, I feel like everything happens for a reason, and I know that before I leave this company, I'll have my day, and it'll be the right time in the right place. I look at it wasn't the right time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things happen.
Yeah.
But you push on and you move forward from that, because for me, I'm so fortunate to be where I'm at now. Like, I mean, now we have Total Divas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, when one door closes, another opens.
And some people never even make it that far. So you guys are very lucky. And hard work is definitely paying off, it seems like. Do you guys have anything for SummerSlam? Like, what are you guys doing?
I'm not sure yet. We don't know the card. We haven't heard anything. So
okay.
We'll be just as surprised as you are when we find out.
Yeah. And
stay tuned, because you never know, because we may have like some Total Diva action. It's a possibility.
That would be really exciting. So what can people expect from the show? It premieres July 28th at 10, 9 Central on E! Mm-hmm. What can people expect to see other than drama between you guys and the Bellas and just a little bit more about your personal lives?
Well,
I think people will be surprised to see like how we deal with the challenges of being in the spotlight and working as hard as we do. I really don't think people realize how much we travel and how much, how competitive it is, and as women, how much harder it is dealing with a relationship and just being in the female locker room. It'll be very relatable and also very, a lot of things will be jaw dropping to some people that we go through and do what we do.
Yeah. What about you, Cameron?
Just to add, it kicks off on one of our biggest times ever, what I was just talking about, WrestleMania, where no television, series has ever had that exclusive, backstage access to get what we do on such a big day like that. And, just to add the relationship, to see the difficulties we go through with having a relationship, but being with someone, outside of the business and with the business, and it's not all just about the drama, but it's just also to see, just to add, what Trent said, what we do on a day-to-day basis, how our travel is and just the ups and the downs, how any life. I feel like all of our, all of us as individuals, I think someone can relate to, because we all have stories and things that we go into where people are like, wow, that's what I do. And it's nice for the fans to be able to see this, because just to know that we're normal people, we do things just that, our fans do. And I think they'll be able to relate to that.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm so excited to watch. I know a ton of wrestling fans are excited to watch. So they can tune into the premiere July 28th at 10, 9 Central on E! And, of course, see you guys pretty much every week on SmackDown Main Event or Raw. So thank you so much for calling in. It was so great talking to you both. And
thank you.
Hopefully we'll get to meet you at SummerSlam, because I think a couple of the people from our crew are going. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be looking for you guys.
Girl.
Awesome. Well, thank you again.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.